This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jane Doe, a minor by next friend, T.N., appellant versus First Baptist Church of Pierce City, Missouri, respondent, decided January 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division, Jane Doe, a minor by next friend, T.N., appellant, no. SD 38331 versus. Filed January 17th, 2025. First Baptist Church of Pierce City, Missouri. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Lawrence County. Honorable David Allen Cole, judge affirmed. On September 3rd, 2024, this court issued an opinion in this cause. On September 4th, 2024, this court transferred the case to the Supreme Court of Missouri per Rule 83.02. First, on January 14, 2025, the Supreme Court entered an order retransferring the cause to this court. The original opinion of this court, which follows, is now readopted and reissued. Jane Doe, plaintiff, by next friend, T.N., appeals from the Circuit Court's grant of summary judgment in favor of First Baptist Church of Pierce City, FBC, on her negligence claim relating to sexual assaults she suffered while in the care and custody of FBC. We affirm the summary judgment of the Circuit Court on the basis of Gibson versus Brewer, 952 SW2D 239-1. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2023. 2. Moe Bank, 1997. Factual and procedural background. The uncontroverted material facts establish that FBC is a Southern Baptist church and that plaintiff participated in FBC's youth ministries program. A youth pastor led FBC's youth ministries program and transported participants, including plaintiff and others, to and from said program in a church van. On two occasions in March of 2022, another participant in FBC's youth ministries program inappropriately touched plaintiff in the church van during its operation by the youth pastor. Plaintiff thereafter filed a negligence claim against FBC, premising her claim on the failure by FBC to prevent the incidents by following standards for the prevention of child sexual abuse. FBC denied liability and moved for summary judgment. In its motion, FBC cited Gibson for the proposition that the First Amendment bars a negligence claim against a church if the negligence claim would require the court to decide how a reasonably prudent church should have acted. FBC argued that plaintiff's negligence claim would require the Circuit Court to decide how FBC, as an institution and through its youth pastor, should have conducted its student ministries. FBC further argued that, given these facts, plaintiff cannot prove without the Circuit Court violating the First Amendment the element of breach, as that would require the Circuit Court to find how FBC should have conducted its youth ministries. The Circuit Court agreed with FBC and granted summary judgment in its favor. In pertinent part, the Circuit Court, relying on Gibson, stated, whether negligence exists in a particular situation depends on whether or not a reasonably prudent person would have anticipated danger and provided against it. The Circuit Court further stated, in order to 3. Determine how a reasonably prudent diocese, 2. Would act, a court would have to excessively entangle itself in religious doctrine, policy, and administration. Plaintiff timely appeals this judgment. Standard of review. Summary judgment is designed to permit the trial court to enter judgment without delay, where the moving party has demonstrated, on the basis of facts as to which there is no genuine dispute, a right to judgment as a matter of law. ITT Commercial Fin Res Corp. Jui, Mid Amateur Marine Supply Corp., 854 SW 2D 371 376 Mo Bank 1993. When the party moving for summary judgment is a defending party, as is the case here, the movant's right to summary judgment can be established by showing one of the following. 1. Facts that negate any one of the claimant's elements facts. 2. That the non-movant, after an adequate period of discovery, has not been able to produce, and will not be able to produce, evidence sufficient to allow the trier of fact to find the existence of any one of the claimant's elements, or 3. That there is no genuine dispute as to the existence of each of the facts necessary to support the movant's properly pleaded affirmative defense. Edarns, at 381. Discussion plaintiff raises 5 points on appeal challenging the Circuit Court's grant of summary judgment. In her first point, plaintiff contends that FBC failed to plead specific facts in its answer so as to properly plead the First Amendment as an affirmative defense. In her second and third points, plaintiff respectively contends that either FBC failed to assert any material facts, that two, in Gibson, which is the controlling case, the religious entity defendant was the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph, 952 SW2 at 243. As such, the Gibson opinion heavily relies on various denomination-specific T